So what do you say to people who claim or worry that this decision was politically motivated or that it was always Salt Lake City from the very beginning?
You know, it wasn't always Salt Lake City from the beginning. We had 50 sites on our original list, and that list was narrowed down in many iterations. And really, at the end of the day, the decision we made yesterday to recommend Salt Lake was based off of a lot of data on construction, a lot of data on how much it's going to cost to operate the prison, but also how important it is that we have volunteers and employees close by.
So there was no quid pro quo with officials about sales tax increase here on the table, therefore prison. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've heard that before. And really, the decision, we didn't know where we were going to land until just recently. And we ended up there based off of all this information that we gathered and we had these consultants put together for us.
It had nothing to do with the fact that some are saying, well, Salt Lake City residents weren't loud enough at these meetings.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely not what drove the decision. I will say Salt Lake residents in general have been very good to work with in the sense that they haven't been offensive or anything like that. But what I will say also is that we know Salt Lake was not real strongly in favor of this. From elected officials to residents, they made their voices known. And we took that into consideration, but we had that same sentiment from a lot of other communities, and so we had to do what we thought was best in the overall interest of the state.
Just looking at money or every other factor?
So money is part of it for sure, and at the end of the day, the information we had shows that the Salt Lake City site over the next generation really will save taxpayers of the state a quarter of $1 billion or more. But there's also the need to be able to recruit talented employees, the importance of volunteers. If we lose our volunteer base, we have to hire a lot more people at the prison. So that was also an important consideration.
Those things stay if it stays in Draper, is rebuilt in Draper, all the things that are already built in there.
So the challenge we had is that rebuilding in Draper, we have a number of challenges with that. The first is the opportunity to see the land developed in Draper actually pays for a new prison. The sale of the ground as well as the economic activity that comes from that ground pays for a new prison. People have been talking about moving the prison from Draper for 10 or 15 years, but no one's been able to figure out a way to pay for it. But as our economy's evolved, what's happened is we now have an opportunity to pay for a new prison, and we badly need one. There's also challenges logistically. Of building on Draper. There's not enough ground out there to build the kind of facility we want unless we start tearing buildings down. That creates a security nightmare, a logistical nightmare for the Department of Corrections. And so there's a lot of reasons why Draper didn't work and won't work, and we needed to find a new location. Interestingly enough, operating the prison out of Salt Lake City is actually less expensive than operating the prison out of Draper because of transportation and vendor costs. We have courts and medical expenses that and transportation costs associated with the prison. And the Salt Lake City site actually will save taxpayers $60, $70 million over the Draper site. So it's actually less expensive to rebuild in Draper from an operational cost standpoint.
What happens next now?
So the governor will be calling us into special session. He's the only one that knows when that will be. It's my hope that it's sooner than later because we've been working on this for 4 years. But then the legislature will hopefully ratify this and the governor will sign the resolution. And then the executive branch builds a new prison.
And there seems to be the support in the legislature. It's just an up or down vote, right?
So basically, I mean, we'll have a resolution that we will present, and the legislature, like all bills and resolutions, will vote on that. And that will, you know, take place sometime in the next little while.
Anything else you wanted to add that I didn't ask you?
You know, probably the only thing I would add is, and I should have said this when we were talking earlier about the opposition in Salt Lake, but we do have political and elected officials from Salt Lake City that have voiced their opposition to the prison. But we also have groups like the Salt Lake Chamber, the Economic Development Corporation of Utah out of Salt Lake, the ACLU in Salt Lake, and other groups like this People Not Prisons group, all located in Salt Lake, that have said yesterday and today and in recent weeks that Salt Lake is the best site for the prison. So there's a lot of folks that think we've made the right decision.